Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Excellent throw and catch. Just gets inside, uses his big body. No answer for number 87.
And former NFL linebacker Joe Mays.
Mays missed him first. And in typical North Dakota State toughness, Mays got up and stayed with it and got Newton from behind.
Hello. Check this out.
Players Only, presented by U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? I think they missed us. The bye week came and gone. Yep. And Players Only, we are back in the mix. We got Joe Mays, 8-year NFL veteran linebacker in the house.
Woo, woo.
Coming from the Leia Center.
Yes, yes.
Getting people right down there. We got...
Come on, man. It's don't even start. Hey, man, it's Sean Barber, man. I got my hair cut tight. I got my hair cut right down at the Purple Label Barbershop. We need to go to Purple Label because we need to watch some of this football. And where your passion meets your purpose, the bank. Wherever that bank, go to the bank. Get that money.
Oh,
they don't know what's going on, man.
Hey,
yes.
Well, since he's going ahead and butchering it, I might as well finish the introduction. And then we got my man, Dananopoulos.
Dananopoulos. Nostradanin in the house. Nostradanin.
No, it's Dananopoulos. Yeah, you got your own city. Dananopoulos.
That's all I want to know. When can I put on the website me and Dana's Fantasy League standings?
Hey, I would love, you know what?
How about we just talk about it right now?
We get to talk about that right now.
Man, when it was week three, he was like, man, it's early. Then it was week like six, he was like, Barber, you 3-3, I'm 2-4, it's early. Now it's week 11.
And what's the standings?
Well, guys.
Dananopoulos.
I moved up one slot to number 10. Barbershop is tied for first.
Oh, man.
You done got me off a script. I didn't even want to introduce you.
I know you didn't. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to get Julio to start muting you from inside there.
Butchered up the
sponsors, our friends at U.S. Bank, whatever your passion. U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. That's how you say it, Barbershop.
Hey, it's okay. That's the beauty of this show, though.
Yeah, defensive guys. You can't. That's why I get all the reads, because defense. You can't trust defensive guys with important stuff.
There we go.
When I look at Joe, I say, Joe, hey, it means a swag, cover zero.
Yep.
Now, it was really swim, but he knew what I was meant. He got the hand signal. Is the Sam and Will coming? Mike, green dogging. We get to the quarterback.
Yep. Everybody's man to man. No safety.
Nobody worried about the lingo and all that stuff,
Julio,
man.
Julio, is this a picture of what it... Like, what Raider Week brings out of people? Is that it? Like, I'm trying to figure out how we got to this point 3 minutes into the show.
Brings out the worst in people.
Brings out the worst in people.
You know what? I think so.
What brings out the normal in people? Because I need the normal to come back.
Any other week besides Raiders Week?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is. That's what we got. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of feeling like this is the first reminiscent Raiders week that we've had around here in a while. Now, you guys, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts. And basically, for everybody out there, this is Players Only, Joe Mays, myself, Sean Barber. We've been doing this for almost three seasons. Our friends here at Intercom and 610 are letting us get down every single Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Just a roundtable discussion, only us former players at the desk, chatting it up, chopping it up about football, things on the field, off the field, impacts, family, whatever the topic of the day is. And today, I look at my sheet that I drew up. We got the first quarter we're going on now, Chiefs Raiders. Second quarter, Raiders Chiefs. Third quarter, COVID, Chiefs Raiders.
Yep.
And then the fourth quarter, specific matchup of the Chiefs Raiders
there
this
we
week.
There we go.
So buckle your seat, buckle your belts. Sit up strong in your seats.
Unbuckle your belts. If you sit down eating, drinking, and if you need to unbuckle that belt, do that too.
Yep. And get ready, because we're going to talk a lot Chiefs Raiders. We got history. We each were a part of a different era of Chiefs football and Chiefs Raiders matchups, and we all got stories.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to tackle. Let's kick it off.
Talk to us.
So I want to kick it off on the last meeting, and then we're going to go reminiscent on our stories.
Yeah.
So the last game the Chiefs played when they played the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers got a stud defensive end in Burns, Brian Burns. Really good player. And, you know, people always ask me, hey, Danon, you miss being on the field. By the way, we got our text line and phone lines open, 913-576-7610, 913-576-7610. They ask me, you miss being on the field? No, I'm in the booth with Mitch doing the game, Chiefs Radio Network, he and I calling the game. Prior to the game, we got pregame show. Barbershop, he has a pregame show as well at the stadium. And they asked me, oh, you missed the game? And I'm like, nah, I missed the camaraderie in the locker room. I missed being around the fellas and all that stuff. But actually, the action on the field, no big deal. So then they pull up the interview with Burns. And Burns calls Patrick Mahomes Patty during the interview.
Yeah.
And immediately, like a black cloud went over my face. And Mitch and Josh Klingler look at me. And we're trying to go carry on in the pregame show, and I lost all my train of thought.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, did he just call him Patty? And immediately, every single pregame thought, pre-kickoff, about to go down, run through a wedge, all that stuff came right to my mind that much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time that happened. I've been around trash talk. Me, Barbershop, we golf with Kevin Lockett, Keith Cash. We go out, hang out, and we trash talk. I mean, we always trash talk, and that's, you know, there's no ill will, there's no rumbling of feelings or anything like that. And that cat called him Patty.
Yeah.
And I sat there, and they looked at me, and we're on the mic. We're live. And I'm like, silence. And on radio, obviously, silence is not good. Radio, so. And silence for me is obviously not very normal.
Yeah, it's not normal.
And I said, I don't even know what questions they asked me. I said, you believe he just called him Patty? And I went up to the high octave voice, you know, like the Mariah Carey voice. I just go, you believe that? And immediately I got into that zone. So I say all that because this Raiders week kind of brings you back into that zone.
That's called a blackout.
Yeah, it's a blackout for the silver and black.
Yeah.
Now, you guys played with other organizations and likely played against the Raiders for those other organizations. I know for a fact you did because you went to the Broncos and the Chargers.
Yeah.
What was the tone? Was the tone anywhere near what we have here with regards, and you have your own stories, and I want to get to those as well, but just about your experience against the Raiders from other advantages. We'll get to the ones with the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, the tone was exactly what you just said, but I think it would have been a lot more words bleeped out because everybody seemed to black out when they play the Raiders. I mean, no one likes them at all. No team across the NFL likes the Raiders at all. They don't like the logo. They don't like, you know, the people that represent the organization. They definitely don't like the coaches and the players. They hate every single person that's in that building. So it's always going to be some tension whenever we played them. It was like we wanted to do whatever we could to just put our foot on their necks, actually strangle them mid-game. Anything that we
when
could
the refs
do,
couldn't see it.
Oh, when the refs couldn't see it. Oh, yeah, that was the perfect time, because those were the times that any player on the Raiders would do something like that to you. They were always known as a dirty team. Of course, they were known to be physical, but it was the plays that people didn't see.
Yeah,
where they did like those dirty plays
grabbing
in between.
Your
so
groin,
grabbing and
poking,
choking,
eyes.
And you know, punch you in places where you're not supposed to be punched at. You know, no, these type of things happened all the time. So it made you really, really, truly dislike them.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny that I participated in some of that too,
I'm sure
Joe.
You did.
But at the same time, we're talking about the Raiders.
Yeah,
barbershop. Well, you pleading the fifth. I can acknowledge that I was a bad man. There are some things I did on that football field that as a Christian I'm no longer proud of. I've come to a place of forgiveness in my life. I've asked for forgiveness for a lot of things I did that were not.
Did you ask them for forgiveness?
See, no. That's a whole different.
Yeah.
I don't got to ask. No, I've seeked a place in my heart. I know I'm not that type of person anymore. And some of the stuff that was done on the field on that Raiders week game was just. It was deplorable, man. It was not.
You went to the highest,
man.
It was just plain deplorable.
Yeah, man. I wasn't proud of it. And then on the game, I couldn't wait to get to that play so my teammates could see what I did to that dude.
Like on the film.
Oh my good film.
Yeah,
hey, there's that third down coming. Hey, watch! I do that fullback. Fullback running a little arrow route. He turned back to the quarterback, and I just light him up.
Smack out.
They complete the pass over my head for the first down. I didn't even care.
Don't matter.
Didn't even matter. For that first half of that game, it was just like, how many of these woo licks can I put on this other?
That's called a blackout.
Yeah. How many can I put on the other team before halftime? And then we try to win the game in the end.
Yeah.
So you get back to trying to win. But that first half was just about like inflicting. Yeah.
So
like Mortal Kombat. Finish him.
So I mean, y'all played. Well, you played 8 years.
Yep.
Barbershop, you played ten. And you played against multiple teams, multiple rivalries, multiple matchups. You went to NFC, AFC, same thing with you. Do you remember your records specifically against the Raiders?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I know at the end, it seemed like at the end of every game, they threw a turnover and we won the ball game. Or it was a big penalty and we won the ball game. But no, I don't know my specific record against the or you want to call them the L.A., the Oakland, whatever other city they've been a part of, the team without a home, Raiders.
When I was with Denver, it wasn't good. We didn't have a good record against the Raiders.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. Yeah. We always seemed to stink it up that week for some crazy reason. I think it might have been the blackouts. You know, us thinking about trying to physically hurt them, which is how we played the game back in the day. I know today is not accepted, but that's the way we thought back then. But I think it's because of those blackouts we lost focus. We lost that focus that was needed to go out there and perform a play each and every play. We were more so worried about trying to get them an elbow, trying to do whatever we can, because we know when we're not watching, when we're not looking, they're going to do the same thing to us.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know off the top of my head, I do not know how many games I won or lost against the Denver Broncos. Don't know how many games I won or lost against the Chargers. Back then, the Seattle Seahawks were in the AFC West. Mm-hmm. I could not tell you at all how many times we won or lost against them. I would venture to believe, and I guess we can Google it, and I'm going to Google you guys as windows of time as well. You guys can do it. Well, I got to do your homework. Y'all look at y'all own window of time and talk about when y'all beat, how many times the Raiders beat y'all.
Hey, so this is that part that we bring up where
I gotta
Danny
do
loves
everything.
To talk, right?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
so
hey,
Danny
man.
Was the one that said
Take
that he was going to Google it, and then he got mad at himself because he was going to do somebody else's job, and then he want to blame it on us.
I'm Wusan over here,
please.
Y'all.
Come on, that Wusan. Make sure you get the earlobes, you know, because that's a good place.
So for me, I know for a fact that I was 11-1 against the Raiders.
Mm.
6 years, played them 12 times, never played them in the playoffs. They never made the playoffs during my time. Oh, they made it once, my rookie year, I think. They got beat by Buffalo. And that's amazing. That I mean, I know who beat them besides us. That tells you how much I hate the Raiders. And I was 11-1 against them. Unfortunately, the last game I ever played in the NFL was the last game of the 1998 season, and that's the one loss they gave us. It's a doggone shame. God, so that's terrible. Even more fodder for me hating them for all these years. Doggone shame.
Doggone shame.
Anyway, we got the text line and phone lines open, 913-576-7610. We got a few texts coming through. I know there's some people out there in the Chiefs kingdom that hate the Raiders as much or more than us three in here.
Yep.
We want to hear from y'all tonight. We got some stories to tell, and I got a little special gift that I have here from that rivalry that I'm going to go through. There's some eerily familiar information in here that is pertinent decades later, and we're going to talk about that next.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back, Players Only, second quarter of the show. Joe Mays, Sean Barber, and I am Danan Hughes. And we're sponsored by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. We got the phone lines and the text lines open, 913-576-7610. Got the text line from the 785. Which Raider did y'all hate the most? Who was the Raider you wanted to lay the wood on the most?
Mine is Romanowski.
Romanowski. And you couldn't even play. I mean, you didn't really play against it because he was on defense.
It's all for, you know, other reasons.
The spitting and
all that kind of stuff.
This racist stuff, yeah.
All of them. I mean, all of them.
Just all of them.
I mean, I don't have, like, you know, I had some battles against some of their special teams knuckleheads, like I was a special team knucklehead, but nobody any more than any other,
right.
You know what I mean? I got one that said, from the 816, would you rather have 300 receiving yards or 4 touchdowns versus the Raiders? Four touchdowns, easy. Points on the board.
Yeah.
Then you just dancing and laughing at them. 300 yards, you could get, you know, you can get one big play and then just nickel and dime them all game. You don't really got any, but 4 touchdowns. Are you going to give me 4 touchdown dances against the Raiders? I might come up with something brand new.
Yeah, why not?
Be on, back then, it would have been on Yo MTV Raps.
Yep.
Even know nothing about that. These people don't even know nothing about that. Julio don't know nothing about that.
You're showing your age, though. Dang. I think you need to calm it down.
Man, watch out. Let's go to the phone line. We got Josh. From the OP. Josh, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call tonight, Danan. Hey, I hate the Raiders so much. Every year during fantasy football, there could be a Raider player best available. I ain't taking him. I'm going to Cleveland Browns. I'll go to the Jets. I'll go somewhere other than the Raiders. I'll listen to your thoughts offline. Thank you so much. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Appreciate that, Josh. You know what? That was one of my points that I had in my brain because I know this you know, agenda just says Chiefs Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered about the impact of fantasy football. Joe, you don't play fantasy football, do you?
Never got into it.
Barbershop and I play fantasy football. Before he says it, in the league we are together. He's tied for first place. I'm in 10th place.
He just moved up one spot.
Before he says it.
And you know this, man.
Sheesh. And but the impact, like, I got Josh Jacobs on one of my team. I could, obviously, every other week I'd like for him to do well. But against the Chiefs, you know what, I almost kind of chalk up that position as I'm cool with a zero.
I'm not even going to play him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with a zero or something like that. But the impact, like, this is a factor, and I want you guys to chime in. Do you think that the hatred and the rivalry has lessened even slightly based on fantasy football? Based on the fact that you might have to pick a player on the Raiders and depend on him or at least watch his stats during the year. Because back in the day, you hated the Raiders all year long. It wasn't just about the Raiders during the 2 weeks that they played the Chiefs.
I'm a fantasy guy, and I'm going to say it's 100% yes. Like, it does decrease your level of hatred,
yes,
for their star players. So if you got the tight end, if you got, you know, Josh Jacobs, if you got You know, none of their receivers are doing well.
The tight end.
I mean, that's basically well. If you got Josh Jacobs or the tight
Darren
end,
Waller.
If you got either one of them on your fantasy team, you can try to say that you are a Raider hater, but every week you're starting those two guys, and for the sake of your personal rivalry with your friends or your coworkers,
and you want that.
See, I don't have any money. We don't have any money.
It's donations.
We don't have cash.
It's donations.
Okay, we just have a trophy. We just have a trophy that you win. Make sure that the FCC and the CIA and the
CIA,
all those organizations to come looking for you.
The DEA too.
All those people to come looking for you.
IRS, CIA, yeah, all FBI, those letters, everybody.
Any of those letters come looking. We only have a trophy. There is no cash pot. But when it comes to the rivalry of being able to talk junk, if I have a Raiders guy and I'm starting him every week because I've drafted that sucker so high. I drafted Josh Jacobs in the first round. He gonna play every week. He's healthy.
Yeah.
And last week, putting up points, putting up yardage. I forgot he was a Raider. I forgot all about what patch was on his head, what team was on. I know he put up 24 fantasy points. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Second most of the second highest in the league last week. Yes.
All I can say, I'm heading with Josh on this one. The hate is always real. I don't play. So yeah. I'm speaking for not only Josh, because he spoke for himself, but I'm speaking for the guys that don't play fantasy football. Yeah, they hate. That's year-round. That's always.
What if you drink Pepto-Bismol while you pick
one of them? Doesn't matter. The hate is going to always be there.
Stomach pills or Tylenol you take?
Nah, stomach pills is not strong enough. It's not strong enough. And then we got 816. He texted in, Raider hater all day, every day. None of those bums on this fantasy team. See, I go with those guys because
I like that feedback. It never crossed my mind to eliminate one team in fantasy football.
Let me pose this question to you. Let's say you're playing somebody in fantasy,
mm-hmm.
and let's say you're up by 6 points,
mm-hmm.
and the Chiefs.
Like I was last year to you? Go ahead. What?
Now you're really talking fantasy now. You're talking like imaginary fantasy. But if you were up by 6 points,
uh-huh.
and the Chiefs happen to be up by, like, say, 20 points on the Raiders. But you had the Raiders wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And so all you needed was a deep pass for a touchdown to win that fantasy
game.
Go
get that touchdown.
See that one, T?
Go get that touchdown. The Chiefs are up 20 points. Now, if you said the Chiefs are up 6 points,
see what I'm talking about?
Then that changes. But you know, in the league, you win a game 3-2 in the NFL, it's still a win. I don't care.
See, Joe, I'm disappointed.
Y'all can hate that.
I'm highly disappointed.
Y'all can hate me for that.
I am disappointed.
You can hate me for that. But I know we got some good stories.
I'm disappointed.
I know we got some good stories. So I want to go. We got 5 minutes before Julio bangs me on the head about getting to our commercials.
Mine's quick.
Go ahead. What you got?
They got a quarterback named Rich Gannon. I hear him actually coming, calling in on Rich the radio. He's a friend of the program.
Now, be careful. He's a friend of mine, too.
Oh, he's a friend of yours,
don't
too.
Don't make me jump across this table.
Well, let me.
Here's my teammate here.
There's a photo floating around of him being on the wrong side of a hit. Little saw blitz coming, Sam and Will. He saw the Will, but he didn't see the Sam.
So he didn't see the saw?
No, he saw the Will, but he missed all the saw.
Yeah.
He saw the weak side, he didn't see the strong side. So we did a little flip-flop, me and Fujita. So I was actually coming off the strong side, and he must have got confused because he checked slide protection away from me, and I came so clean. Hit him so fresh and so clean.
Decleated him,
dislodged the ball and all everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Nice. It was all of it. Strip sack, fumble recovery, all the little boxes you want to check.
Every check.
That was the cleanest. That was the
Force
cleanest
fumble, blah, blah, blah.
Hit of my career, and it happened to be on Rich Gannon. And actually was the last play. He actually came back next season after shoulder surgery, but he was
You
having,
caused the shoulder surgery?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not bragging. It was just the results of
that's just like a result.
That's when like you come a, clean. Sound like a brag. Yeah. Sound like a brag.
It shouldn't. No. It was just you talk about a memory. That's the memory. That's my
Did y'all care about guys that got hurt?
I mean, it's part of
that.
Like,
that answers the question.
I plead
next,
the fifth.
Next, Joe, you got a story. I mean, y'all went to the pregnant pause and that's the answer right there.
No, Joe, really. If I hit you legally and you got hurt, that's just too
that's
bad.
I wouldn't.
If I felt like I went low and it ended up tearing up your knee, I would feel personally better. If I went at your head and you ended up with a concussion, there is some sense of like, man.
Even back then?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm human, dog.
I got a heart.
Yeah, I got a heart, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the Tin Man. This ain't Dorothy.
I mean, if I hit somebody up top and they end up going out of the game, I'm not mad at that.
If it's clean.
If it's clean. If I feel it's clean. Whether they threw the flag or not.
Whether you got fined or not.
Yeah, whether I got fined or not. Whether I got suspended or not.
You did get suspended.
I did get suspended and fined. I thought it was clean. I don't feel bad for him.
Not one time in my career.
Not one time.
High school, I was just an athlete. I wasn't really a football player yet. Mm-hmm. I always tell kids, there's a difference between playing football and being a football player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't become a football player until I got to college. But once I did, I could care less about anybody that was in the other jersey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Period. Mm-hmm. You get hurt, carry him off, bring out another one.
Dang.
That's it. Like, I'm twisted. I know. Y'all know I'm crazy.
Yep. Let the paramedics sort them out.
Hey, it didn't matter. And you know what? Here's the thing. I got knocked out. I got knocked unconscious. I got lost feeling in my body on the field and stuff like that. I didn't expect no handshake from the other team. I didn't expect nobody to help me up when I'm woozy and thinking I'm in a movie theater eating Twizzlers. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the game. Like, So Rich Gannon is your story.
That's it. It begins and ends right there. That's the photo every Raiders week. I actually sent it out to Coach Spags and Maria, his
you
wife.
You still got it?
I did, yeah.
Post it.
It's on my, which, it's always on my phone.
No, I want you to post it. Dang, I mean, don't be shy.
Absolutely.
You talking about it now.
Well, I guess I get into my story. You know, I get these guys.
Well, hold on, Joe. Let's read a couple of texts and then
we got to go
to the break. We got for the 913. Oh, he got a long one. So I got to go back. Oh, for the 913, I remember when the Chiefs were playing the Texans a long time ago and my buddy Arian Foster. Chiefs were up, looked like they would win. My buddy cheated a Foster TD.
And I was pissed at him.
His excuse was that they would lose anyway. That was a turning point in the Texans' comeback, and I have been rooting for a player. I hate rooting for a player playing against the Chiefs no matter what the score. Boom. Dang.
Danny can read. He can read. It's just the way it's broken up.
I deserve to go to break for that one.
Because
that's the longest thing I've read since.
I'm pretty sure there's people out there that's thinking that you can't read after reading like that. So I vouch for Danny. He can read.
Sounding like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. That was bad.
All right. We got the 816. Hate the Raiders. We hate the Raiders, too. When we come back, we're going to get to the calls. Neil, Ed, hold on. Be more patient. We'll get to you next after halftime here. And Joe got his stories, and I got a couple as well. We're going to tackle this hate Raiders all show long.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back. Halftime's over. Joe Mays in the building, drinking out of his big old canteen.
Woo-woo.
Barbershop trying to figure out social media, sending us the picture. By the way, Barbershop's handle on Twitter, @SeanBarber59. And he's going to post that picture of him de-cleating my boy Rich Gannon.
Hey, we got a text that just came in that I would love to get to.
Not the Hussein one.
Yeah. But first, I got a text from the 816. Scott Fujita. Damn, haven't heard that name in a hot minute.
That's my dude.
That's your dude, but it's telling of your age.
He went down to the Saints, won himself a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Old as dirt, though.
So let's get back to the phone line real quick. Neil, you've been holding on for a while from Lone Jack. You hate the Raiders.
Oh, I hate the Raiders. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Mr. Mays, Barbershop, and Damon. Boy, I always love listening to Players Only, but tonight more than ever, man, you got me fired up. I'm telling you, boy. You got me fired up. I'm excited. You know, all this week I've been saying I think this game could be close. Well, the more I listen to things, we got Fish coming back. I hope Schwartz can come back. I don't know about that yet. Sammy's coming back. And, of course, with Cleveland Farrell being out, I haven't heard an update about Legarius Sneed today, but I hope he comes back. But the more players we get back and the more players they get hurt or on COVID, I'm feeling real good. I'm sorry, guys. I do have to confirm. I can say ASS on the air, right?
Go ahead.
No.
you go ahead and speak your mind.
I think I can. I just wasn't sure. I want to make sure. So I'm feeling good about kicking their ass.
There we go.
A couple more things if I got a few more seconds here.
Go ahead.
My most hated Raider of all time, again, here comes that word, fat ass Sebastian Kowski.
Can't stand Sebastian.
That guy.
Yeah.
And lastly, my fantasy, as far as I'm concerned, nope, I did, in fact, draft Josh Jacobs this year, but you know what? I traded his butt. I got rid of him, and you know who I traded him for?
Who?
One Patrick LeVon Mahomes.
Oh, that's a nice little trade.
I had to trade
Josh Jacobs and receiver for New Orleans, Michael Thomas. I had to trade both of them and a couple draft picks, but I got Patrick finally. After 3 years, I finally got Patrick on my team because we got a keeper league.
Hey, so real quick, Carla, so what place are you in that league?
What's that?
What place are you in on that league? What place? How did it turn out for you?
Third place.
Climbing the ladder.
My wide receiver and my running backs were trash after that trade, but I've been slowly making my way back. And I got Travis, I got Patrick, and I just picked up Sammy today. So I'm doing all right so far. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Go Chiefs. Let's kick their ass.
Go Chiefs.
Thanks, Neil. It was like Christmas morning that Neil got a chance to say that word. He inserted it multiple times.
Can I say ASS?
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Neil. You the man. Yes, we hate the Raiders. Joe, you had multiple experiences against the Raiders, not just from the Chiefs, but as a Bronco, as a Charger.
Yep.
Did you play against them when you were with the Eagles?
I think I might have. Yep, I played against them when I was with the Eagles, and I've seen the most craziest thing ever. I actually have a couple memories. The first memory I had, I was with the Eagles. And I'm just on the sideline, you know, I'm waiting to go back in the game. You know, I played special teams at that time. So I just so happen to look up at in the stands, and I think on the top level, I see a fight break out. So I see a bunch of just fans just moving, and everybody's like people throwing punches. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, cool. The Raiders fans are fighting each other. But what if somebody just take a tumble for the worse?
All the way down.
And we're talking about they're at the exact top level.
Nosebleeds, brawling.
Who knows what they were fighting about? I think somebody might have dropped a Coke on somebody or dropped some popcorn.
Man.
But that's the thing. And that's another thing. I can't stand the Raiders fans. They fans are just nasty, man.
Obnoxious.
Every time we roll through on our bus, you know, they either mooning us, pulling their pants down, showing their tail feathers, or they're throwing their middle fingers up. And we talking about
women too.
Men,
children. Kids.
Everybody. And it was okay for them to do that because, I mean, your dad doing it, your mom doing it. Okay, y'all might as well go ahead and do that too. So I think they introduced that to their young ones way too early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have another story. So being with the Broncos, we were looking forward to the Raiders week because, I mean, at that point, the rivalry, it was in full swing. It was full hate there between both sides. So, you know, we come in on Monday. You know, the coach, he comes, he's talking. And he passes out these bats, black bats, for the entire team that has, you know, it has the Broncos versus the Raiders, you know, and has some wording on there. And I think it has beat their ass or something like that. And, you know, we're thinking we're going through the whole week like, okay, all right, cool. Everybody's ready. The coaches are ready. Everybody just ready for us to go out there and pound them. Well, you know what? Game day came. And I think through all that blacking out we did throughout the week, we lost focus.
Yeah.
And I talked about this earlier, and we lost by like maybe 3-4 touchdowns.
Man,
and
that he got was probably, beat down.
Yeah, we got toe off. And
so they took those bats and beat y'all behind.
Yeah, and I think it might have been 5 or 6 touchdowns. And, you know, I think it might have been the worst experience I've ever had because we were so
high
coming into the game. And we really came out real flat, and they beat the brakes off of us.
Yeah, man. That happens.
It happens.
You know, you can get way too high before the game during the week, and that would be the fear that I would have this week for this Chiefs. I know we're going to talk in the fourth quarter about keys to this game and what they need to do and not do. But one of the things I would say is don't get amped up too early.
Man.
They want revenge.
Yes.
They did a victory lap around our stadium. You know, they got to go out there and generate all their energy themselves because there's no fans in the stadium. But they got to wait. You got to hold it in until you get on that field and run down on that first kickoff.
One thing about that victory lap, you rarely hear about Andy
Reid
being mad, though.
That's high school. That's Pop Warner stuff.
It is, but you rarely hear about Andy Reid being mad. He's like this big teddy bear. He like, don't get mad about it. He's always collected, and he mentioned
he
it.
Met a couple of times.
So obviously he felt some type of way about that, and you better believe by him mentioning that, every single player in that locker room knows that he's pissed off about it.
And it comes from a friend. Like he and John Gruden go way back.
They go way back.
So, you know, I mean, like, you know, if Barbershop pissed me off, you know, it's going to sting a little bit more than if any Joe Blow on the street does.
Yeah, he felt a certain type of way about that. So,
that's my concern. But, you know, so while I played, you know, I played 12 times. We won 11. I played in L.A. and Oakland. We had batteries, coins, bottles thrown at us on the sideline. We had to keep our helmets on. Because they said if you take your helmet off, you don't know what's going to hit you. So we had to keep our helmets on the sideline. We had Marcus Allen on the team, so there was already some extra incentive to help him kind of beat up on the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we talked about a few weeks ago with Le'Veon Bell going against the Jets. You know, as a player, as one of the teammates, as one of the brothers, you want to help him shine against a team that did him wrong.
Absolutely.
So that's how it was, and we knew. I mean, it was more public than Le'Veon Bell, what the Raiders and Al Davis did to Marcus Allen. I mean, he was a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl. I think he won the Super Bowl MVP when he had that big run against the Redskins. And they put him on the side, put him on the shelf, put him at fullback, and deactivated him. All kind of crazy stuff that he could tell you about. And I tried to get him on the phone for this show today. Couldn't get in touch with him, but maybe after the win next week we can maybe get him on. But all those stories, so throwing bottles. I remember I was a captain for 4 years. So back then, Marty would they would have the captains voted on for the first game, and those were the captains the entire year. It wasn't every other game, different game like they do now. So I was captain my second year in the league, all the way through my fifth year in the league. And then my sixth year, they went to like one captain for each unit.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was Minuski that got special teams. So I was for 4 years. I went out the first time against the Raiders. Tim Brown, who was on the radio earlier, I think he was on the midday show or the afternoon. Yeah, midday show. And I still got a bad taste in my mouth about him. Great career, you know, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, yep.
Remember him at Notre Dame. Solid player on the field. Played against him a lot. He probably wouldn't even remember me. That's fine. Well, what I remember of him is I went out to the coin toss with, I think I went out there with Joe Montana, Marcus, I think Joe Phillips was a captain. Neil might have been captain, Neil Smith. And then I think it was me and Minuski or me and T. Rich or somebody like that. And you know how pregame you wear your shirt out, your socks down. And he said something about my uniform. And I was like, this, beep, 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 beep. Like, what's your, like, I mean, like, and it just takes that little amount of just something. He's like, you know, said something about looking unprofessional or someone at the coin toss. Like, you know, the uniform police, Barbershop, you've been a uniform police before where you walk around, make sure everybody's uniform, socks are pulled up, shirts tucked in, got the right uniform on, got the right stuff on. Otherwise, you get fined $5,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely by kickoff, my uniform is going to be right because I don't want to get fined $5,000. But at pregame, it's not. And he said something like that from across the field, and I wanted to jump across that logo.
You should have.
And from then on, I didn't like him. So, I mean, he's probably a good person. Who knows? But
don't care.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's so many different stories with the Raiders, fights on the field, poking mm-hmm. in the eyes, all that stuff that happens. So justifiably so, you know, we've been conditioned to hate the Raiders here in the Chiefs Kingdom, and we have every right to do so, and even more so this year because of the way they came in and beat us and did the victory lap. So many different stories, and I'm going to get to this gift. I got the playbook.
The playbook.
My playbook from the last game I played in the NFL. And it was against the Raiders.
Uh-oh.
And it's eerily familiar in some of the terminologies that the coaches were trying to tell us back then to exactly what this Chiefs team is going to face this coming weekend. So I'm going to get to that after this break.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back. We're going to get to it real quick. The Players Only, Joe Mays, Sean Barber, and I am Danan Hughes in the house. A lot of great text messages. I hope we can get to tackle them all. One quick shout out, Mike Dixon out in Lee's Summit. His son, Michael Dixon, the old ex-Mizzou basketball star. Son, Jared Dixon, ex-Missouri State basketball star. But he is a Raider fan. I had to put him on blast because he texted me about it. So, yeah, Mike Dixon. Cool dude. Not this week, though,
you
yo.
You said shout out. Not this week.
You are part of the hated nation.
Next time I see you, we got hands.
We got Ed on the line. KC Best, Chiefs Raiders penalty. What you got?
Oh, back in about 85 or 86, Mike Bell, the best referee, personal foul against Mike Bell, number 99,
Boogie
had a
Bell.
Man on the ground giving him the business.
Love it. Love it. Yes. Yeah. A lot of business was given.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Ed. Thanks for hanging on so long, bro. We appreciate that. There's a lot of business that was given to a lot of cats on the field underneath the pile. Some unnameable, unmentionable stuff happens, just against the Raiders, but when that ball's loose, it's a free-for-all, and anything goes.
Yes.
Anything grabbed, anything poked, anything punched, doesn't matter. We're trying to get the football.
Yep.
So I teased this playbook that I got, the last playbook, and back then we had a ream of paper. It was the playbook. We got a different ream every single week. So picture a three-ring binder with a ream of paper with everything on it, the offense, special teams, and then the defense would have defense and special teams, and we would have everything from run game, pass protections, everything in there, game plans. So open up the first page. It says the objectives. Take care of the football. Bang. We had one interception against them last time. The last 18 games, we had 16 wins, 2 losses. The last 10 games, the Chiefs have 8 wins, 2 losses. We must attack their front 7 and finish every block. We didn't run the ball well against them. Didn't protect Patrick Mahomes as well. They ranked 15th. This is back in 1998. They ranked 15th in the NFL in yards allowed rushing per game. They rank 13th in the NFL right now in yards allowed rushing per game. We got to cover them up in blocking. Boom. What happened last game in week 5? They had way too many guys running free. Yep. Their linebackers, Kwiatkowski and Littleton, were just speedballing all over the field because we couldn't get our linemen to the second level because they were getting stuck at the front level. Cleveland Farrell, number 96. I look in my notes here. Back then, the two big players we needed to pay attention to, number 96 and number 24, Russell and some guy, guy named Charles Woodson.
Yeah,
some guy.
We know 24.
Now, this year, they got Jonathan Abram, who I have said is the heartbeat of their team.
And
he's number
playing.
24.
And he's not playing.
Yeah, who knows with the COVID and the protocol and so on. So I just thought it was interesting, and some of the quotes that coaches would put in here that obviously were not made for public, for the public. A lot of expletives about F the Raiders and
stuff. I say you spill the beans.
you know, I already got ASS on the air. Oh. We can't go further than that. But guys, we only got a couple minutes left. Give me your keys to this game.
You know what? I think just coming out with focus. That's going to be the first key. Focus. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we talked about it on air tonight. We talked about, you know, losing that focus because you black out. Because it is that one of those type of games where you black out and you want to play well for your coach. The second one is, you know, actually being able to establish a run. With all of these guys that is planning on missing this game, you want to be able to establish that run so that you can make your offense two-dimensional. You don't want to be one-dimensional and constantly trying to throw the ball up and down the field because now they know how to key in and they know what to do. And three, finish. You finish the game. You finish them off. You finish your block. You finish a guy to the ground.
Sweep the leg.
You sweep the leg. Everything you do during that game is all about finishing, and I think that's going to be key.
And take care of the little details and little things. Take care of the big things. Obviously, the big thing is the win. But I think this is one of those games where you just want to make sure that every series you come out clean. You want to come out clean. You want to come out and play your best. You got certain reads you make, certain communications, no blown assignments. Like you said, protect the ball, protect protection, possess the ball. No turnovers, not letting them punch the ball out. Obviously, the game is played at a high level. But there's still certain levels, certain things you can control when you talk about the ebbs and flow of a ball game. For the Raiders to win this game, they have to play on the A+. They're going to need six or seven guys to play out of their minds. For the Chiefs to walk away with a win, they just need to play. Everybody play B level. Everybody do their jobs. No missed assignments. No free hitters on the quarterback. If they do that, we already know who's the better team. But on this given day, it's Raider week, and we got to come out and play. You always got to play when you got a division foe. But I think it more than likely, if we're up 21-10 like we were the last game, you'll see this team go ahead and turn into overdrive, and it becomes a 41-10 victory instead of we letting them come back, stay in the game. Devon Booker, Aguilar, people that, I mean, they're castaways from other teams, and they ended up with almost like amazing games against us.
Yeah.
You know, guys you didn't heard about. So we got to keep those guys being who they are, and let's continue to just go out and play Chiefs football and go win this ball game.
Hey, things become real when they become personal, and we got a lot of text messages here. Sorry I couldn't get to all of them. I think we need to make a petition down the road that we would get 2 hours on Raider Week.
I think so.
Talk to Steven Spector. We're going to try to get that done. Every Raider week, we need a two-hour show because there's a lot of passionate fans out there texting in, calling in, and we'd love to get to them. But this week is Raider week. We appreciate everybody. We got some first-time listeners, players only. Every Thursday, we come at you after and before every game, and we talk a lot of trash in the mix, and we have a lot of fun. So we look forward to seeing y'all next week on Players Only. Peace. Go Chiefs. Woo, woo.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Joe Mays on 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.